Okay, we're holding the Mishin Yod Siv Zion. Mita Shiyesh Aleh Mo'os. Ophila In Aleh Ata V'hoyaleh Ben Hashmoshes. So it's a basis to the money, whether it was now or it was there during Ben Hashmoshes. Also the Taltalo, the Migur is concerned the Ben Hashmoshes, is concerned the Kuliyam. Since it was there Ben Hashmoshes, intentionally, so therefore it becomes Muksa for the rest of Shabbos. And it's also the movement, you feel the Tzarkufa, the Tzarkmukamai, the Mita gets the same din as the money, which are also to move the Tzarkufa and the Tzarkmukamai. Hudin the Choldover, Heter, Shemun, Cholov, Isser. And this is the same thing. It's true any scenario where you have
what's
a bus.
The thing that's the bus.
Okay.
What?
Abel, Imen, Olea, Atomos, Megamlo, Hoya, Olea, Ben Hashmashes.
What, a Mita?
If at the beginning of Shabbos there wasn't money on it, and right now there's not money on it, more to the Taltalo, you can move it. Even if you designated that this is going to be used to hold the money, A, and B, you put it there before Shabbos, but since you removed it before Shabbos as well, Ben Hashmoshes, it wasn't Muksa.
What's the thing that's the basis?
The Mita.
The Mita, a bed?
Yeah. Now, v'yeish oisrim v'yichad l'kach v'niach shom v'hemach v'yeish esilkim v'yom. This becomes a mitzvah, which its function is to support mos. And which means it's going to be, we're going to make this more than klishal natal iser. Even the sarah kufal sarah makam is going to be us. So Mishabur is going to say, I mean, why? I mean, it's a mitzvah to use the money, so it's a kli, which is malat alisr, to take care of the mos. So that Mishabur is going to deal with. I have a wallet, even though there's no money in it, but since its purpose is to hold money, so it's also to move it. Unless you've broken that yichud which was there by opening up, unstitching it at the bottom and then restitching it. But we're going to give it. The Ramah is going to say it's Tzarkuba Sarmakarma is mutter, and we shall see that the Mishnah brings that's questionable. Okay, new point. Mechem b'kisa tavra b'beged. You have a case of a pocket which is sewn onto the beged. Hovikar beged oimer lilboish. So we look at the pocket, even though it's attached directly to the bed, we look at the pocket as being separate and distinct from the bed. If the money's still in there, so there's a problem. And we'll see that in the next case of the Ramah. If the money's not there, so we don't say since the keys which is in the bag is miyuchid for the purpose of mos, and it gets a din of klisha malata l'iser at best, and now makes the rest of the garment klisha malata l'iser. No, the keys bottle out, so the keys becomes bottle to the bag. Not vice versa. But let's say it had money in it. Avim shachah b'mos mutal tatal a bag. L'min and the chol a bag nasa keys bosses l'mos. The bag is not a bosses for the mos. Hovein a mos aligar bag. Alain lov she b'shabes chesin hashem yetsi b'rakil liyab b'sim mishin alav sif lama gimel. So I can't wear it with that because I might go outside with it. But it says it's not a bus, it's looking, you can do near. Okay. We're talking about a case where he put it there intentionally and the shmita for Ben Hashmoshes. So then it's a bus. He planned to remove it before Shabbos, and then he forgot and left it there. It doesn't come a bosses, even the money's on the bed. Now you can't move the bed directly with the money, you have to shake the money off. But that's him, it's not a bosses. Because
he's not a bosses,
because he's not a bosses, because he's not a bosses. In the case of Shachach, the mitzvah does not become a basis, so you're chiyuv near not to move the money. No reason to move the money, just shake it off. But the bed is not a basis in the case of Shachach. So the case over here has to be a case of Hiniach. So now it's muksa, it's because it's a basis, and it's also even Lasar Kufa or Lasar Makarma. So this is an important rule that with the buses, the logic behind buses is it becomes bottle and tuffle to the muks on top of it. So the buses takes upon itself the dinim of whatever the muks is. So if the muks is something which is klishmalatalisir, so it's the buses at worst can move a sarkuf a sark makama. Where there's even as that we had before that could be. There's no dinner buses at all by Klishon Latalisa. But even if there would be, it would not be more common than Klishon Latalisa. Over here, we're talking about an absolute muksa, which is muksa even from Tiltil, the Tzarkuf, the Tzarkuf, Makarma. So such an item, when it generates a buses, the buses also is also a Tiltil, even once the item falls off. But the buses is also the Tzarkuf, the Tzarkuf, Makarma. It's the same as the muksa. Kim the most, I mean, Muksa Mach was Kufa, also the fill of the circle of the Sarah Bukhama. Gam dinamita kahu. So and then the logic behind this is very obvious. Because the lumnus of a bus is it becomes bottle and toffle to the Muksa. So it'll get the dinner whatever Muksa is there. So the Muksa is there is a Muksa which is also a tilt, but even the circle of the Sarah Bukhama. So the bus is the same. Good. But if, however, he was miyachad for the purpose of Moos, but he took off the money before Shabbos, so the Mechaber said it's not Muksa. Because Ben Ishmael, there was nothing there. And the Moos said there's some that are Aser Yichud in the case of Yichud Lekach. So how is that? Chafei. Yeshua is a Yichud Lekach. Time. So this opinion says that if you're miyachad, the Mita, for the purpose of holding the mois, so mita, which has been yuchin for mois, becomes a bottle to the mois, even when the money is not there. Time in the hugriyam ishar klishim latalisa. This is worse than your klishim latalisa. The car, what it is a klishim latalisa, right? What is this? This is a case where you may have the kiss or the mita, that's purpose is to hold money. So it's a kli shemat alisser, right? So no, this opinion is saying it's worse than kli shemat alisser. Kiman sheyichta lebhedulizeh, since he's specifically said the purpose of this mita now is not to sit on or to sleep on or to lie on, it's to hold the money. And mistama miyachal amokim umakrish al yishtamish bo tashmish achar zulazeh. I don't want my money getting knocked around. So therefore, I'm going to be careful and not move it and not use it or anything else. So this goes from being klishim not the lisser to we're in sif shimon shin yud sif zayin mishabur chafei. Okay. So the case over here is your miyachad a mita. You set aside this mita to put money on it. See, even if there's no money on it when Shabbos started, but since you designated for that purpose, according to this opinion, it becomes a muksa. But the muksa is not just a regular klishim latalisa, but over here it's worse, because once he designates it for that purpose, he basically is masal das, I don't want to use it for anything else, because that's going to potentially make me lose my money. So the decision to so that decision makes it like the case of chasar and kiss. I won't use it for anything else. So remember, we said the logic of chasar and kiss is that you will not use this for anything other than that use. And that use you can't be doing on Shabbos. You can't be putting money on there on Shabbos. You can have money there on Shabbos, but that makes it a basis, right? You can't put money there on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So what can you use it for? I won't use it for anything else because I don't want to lose the money. So he says, therefore it functions. So therefore, it's like a muksa machmas chaser and kiss. Now, So that's Rav Yirmiyachid. Mechamokim im loy hiniach bo adayin mos klal raki ichum rahamo. Ein shei muksa olav. That's one of the milsehi. We've had this discussion before. And in the act of designating something for a function or for a purpose, I make a decision. Does that define the item? So we hold as one alam milsehi by most things, the decision to designate it for some purpose does not define it yet. I have to do some type of act to be kaveh of that. When it comes to Hekdesh, we hold Hasbana Milsehi. We find in a general way, Hekdesh, it's possible to, through a decision in your mind, make something Hekdesh. So the decision to make this, to use this item for tefillin, let's say the cloth, I want to miyachet it for tefillin purposes, so now I can't use it for something else, because Hasbana Milsehi by those type, that level of Kedusha. But over here, Hasbana, just deciding alone without doing any type of action, will not make it into this type of muksa. Now, the action over here would be putting money on it. So the case of that we're dealing with is a person made a decision to use this chair, whatever it is, from now on, to keep the money there over Shabbos. He put it there before Shabbos, and then he took it off before Shabbos. So he didn't just decide, he actually did a maisa of being kaveyit. So that situation, according to this opinion, okay, did a muksa machzor sarin kis, it becomes a total muksa of sarin kis. Kekosa
opeska. The yichud that you need here is even just for the Shabbos? It's not a permanent yichud?
No, this would be a pashas. This pashas would have to be a permanent yichud.
Okay.
But right now, you're not using it. There's no money in it. Otherwise, we'd have 50 buses currently.
Right.
But just the fact that you put money in it once, you took money out of it.
And you made a decision from now on. You're
going to use it for money. Makes it.
I don't want to use anything else because I want to have it available for my own money when I need it, and I don't want to put anything else because it might knock the money off, etc. So I basically had a decision of sort of like pushing out of my das.
But there's no money in it, that's why I'm concerned not putting anything in because I'm knocking the money off. There's no money for it.
Well, I don't want to have something there when I put the money on.
Put the money in, so I don't want to mess with it at all.
Right. Because I'm going to run the fees there, I feel the tzarek kufay makam bezosim. Okay, so that based on that, if it's that level of muksa, you can't move it for any purpose. The Ramah says this according to this opinion, you can move it. It's like a klisha not lisa, which to use the item or its place is mutter to move it. So according to what we're saying right now, that's not true. The lesser, that's not true. Maybe Raya says okay, Rapisha, Pierre Gro, I must give the warp. So we have that the Magen Avraham, the Ragra, and the Prisha all disagree with the Ramah and say you cannot move it at all. Okay. Chav Vav.
Does the Ramah say it becomes a Klisha Machtalis?
The Ramah says it's a Klisha Machtalis because I made this Kli, its function is to hold money. So that's. I can't really carry around money on Shabbos. I can't put money there on Shabbos. That's klisha not the lesser. But it's not worse than that, according to the Ramah. He's saying it, this opinion is saying that the Ramah is saying it is. Okay, so once you've designated, according to this opinion, so to retract your designation, you have to do a maisa of some way making it dysfunctional and then making it functional again. This ma'isa of the example which you gave was you took out some of the stitches, and then you took out the money, took out some of the stitches, and then you re-sewed it, whatever it is. That will be mavata, your original designation. Okay, then the Ramah said, "Sarkuba sarbakam is mutter." Meal is our gufa is mut. I'm says tez cotton chafhe. Mashik sal the mashem magan of rom. Mashari achrenim. The tamal zev still the sheet of zoo also bechol gatni. The Ramah said you can move a klish as a klish like this. We magan of rom said no, that's not true, and the gro agrees with him. You can't move it at all. Kamogam didn't mask him beseferly rabba, but the rabba comes up with the following decision. The afshai kiss. But what about the following? It's yes, you designated this purse to hold money, and you put money in there one time, and okay, fine, great. So now this purpose, this function is to hold money. But you're not makbid, the dafka would then have to put something else. So if you're makbid, you're makbid. But if you're comfortable putting other items in, you do not mind putting other items in there, and you do that. So you can't give it that level of muksa of chasar and kiz, because that's only because you refuse to use it for anything other than that main purpose, because it's so valuable, etc. Well, that's not true over here. So what is it? So the Elia Rab and the base mayor come up with a kula. Okay, now I want to put on the garment. So what's the problem? Right? It has the kiss in it. In the case, okay, so the kiss, there's no money in it. So where's the kiss? A karn der mo is mutz l'sar gufa tzarach mekarmo. So the baggage which is attached to is mutz l'sar gufa. I want to wear the baggage. That's the tzarach gufa. I need my pants. Well, I mean, there's a kiss in your pants. It'll get very nice, but I still need my pants.
I have other pants probably. Didn't we say you can only use it for others?
So Zakhtim Mishabura, if I say over here that you're allowed to the kiss is tougher the beggar, if you took the money out, you're allowed to wear the beggar because the kiss is bolted to it. Zakhtim Mishabura, but some of that Alkain Mutter Lotz's boy the Rafil Rishas Rabbin. Or even the kiss having mastery. The point over here is not a muksa issue, it's an issue of carry. The kiss becomes bolted to the beggar. Okay, and if you look at the Mishmar Chav, Shartzina Chav, he says then you tilt the whole halachy. Surely that's remarkable because of the tchilas harkufa mutter. So you do not want to define that this over here is move. It's just moving inside the house. This are muksa because you're allowed to move it according to the remark. You're allowed to put it on. The chiddush over here is that it's bottled. If there be money in it, and the kiss is purpose is to serve, take care of the money, so it's not bottled to the bag. You have a problem carrying the side because of the money anyway. But you have a problem because of the money and because of the kiss. As long as the money's not there, the kiss is bottled to the bag, so that's not a problem. We discussed this, the mashal in Siman Shin Aleph. Say a person has a hood attached to his coat. Even though he's not wearing the hood, he's carrying the hood. He's walking outside wearing his coat. So fine, wearing a coat, I get it. He's not wearing the hood at all. So he's carrying the hood. He's carrying the hood outside into a place where there's no air. Nah, it doesn't bother us. The hood is bolted to the bag. Even if the hood can be zipped off. But as long as it's attached, it's considered part of the bag. So the kiss over here, even though its primary purpose is not being used at all, it's still bolted to the bag. Okay. This is right there, the Magen Avraham. The feeling this for the Malah, but that's Rabbeinu Tam. Shaflet Sarku from Kamez Osir Koshik Salvin Sikat and Chafei B'Chav Zayin. Now we're saying that's a case of the Mita, which you're Miyachet from Mos, becomes Osir Sarku, even the Sarku was Sarku Makamet. Kamakam Hacha Sharlitim is Sarku Kis, Alitim Menu. The Chazin and Dolak Kapit allow Bechol, Linik Bedor Gamdor Machim. We already said before, but if the person doesn't mind putting other things there, it's not a problem. So over here, that's the nature of the kiss of the beggar. There is this place over here in the house, he has a place where he keeps his money. He stores the money there. So he doesn't want to put anything else there, he's Machbet. We see he's not Machbet, but the kiss of the beggar, I mean, yeah, it's there for money, but once it's there, you'll put other things there, etc. The person's not Machbet.
But it seems that women don't use pocketbooks on Shabbos, even though women certainly put other things besides cash in their pocketbooks. In practice, I think, is you don't see people doing that.
So this case over here, it's sewn on the bagged, right? The case over there, it'll be a pocketbook, so it'll be mutl sarku b'sar mekamer. But still, its primary use is still probably.
Right, it's the same heter of the was it base man? Isn't that the same heter as we're saying? This is the heter from muksa, not from so.
This is a heter for. He's saying I can put things in and out of my kiss,
right, and go take a walk with them once they're there. Well, it's not mooks of things. I can use my pocket and I can go out and I can use it.
Right.
And yet women don't use it. Even I think Eric said a lot of people have Shabbos pocketbooks. Yet somehow they don't do that. But it's for Shabbos pocketbooks. They don't use that. A regular pocketbook.
So theoretically, it would be mutter, but that, like you said, that the heter starts with tzarich makayim. It's still the primary purpose is your wallet, your money, your checkbook, you know, your car keys,
right.
All the things that are muksa. So the pocketbook is going to be muksa. It's mutter to start with tzarich makayim.
Right, your glasses, your.
So yeah, but if I have another option, I have to do the other option.
Mm.
Over here, the thing attached to my bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to carry it in my bag. It's the only thing I have place to put it.
Right.
Right? But over there, I could carry it in a different bag.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Theoretically, leaving out the Maris Ayin for a second, theoretically, if a person would want to come to shul with a pocketbook with Heter in it, I mean, it should be okay. Just mm-hmm. Everybody would freak out. But you're right. The Shemutter. Fine. Chavtes. Now, this is talking about a case where there's no money there when the Benish mushers. Just the problem is the kiss is designated for the purpose of holding money. So, when it came Shabbos, it wasn't in there. So it's the klishim not the lisser, everything is wonderful. You can put it in the bag, you can put your hands in the you can put things in the pocket and use it, etc. But let's say there is the money is still in the kiss. So what's the lacha? Kavanah sahikra ledvar lacha. Mishmur says that what is the goal of the Ramon now? What's he trying to explain? The whole be yesha dain mos but kiss. There's money in the kiss. So moving around inside the house, and it was a case of shachar. A case of shachar does not become a bosses. Okay, so I didn't intentionally leave the money there. So, but the money is there. So the kiss is not a bosses, and the bag is not a bosses, and I'm allowed to put in the bag, and I'm allowed to move around the bag, and I'm allowed to, but I have a problem. I'm carrying money. So, in the house, that's okay, but I can't. I'm not allowed to put it on. I might take it outside and do it so. Now, so I'm allowed to move it, but I shouldn't put it on. So what about the person put money in the pocket intentionally? This case was a case where he put it. He forgot it there. So there's no din bosses. The person had money, put it in the pocket, intended to leave it there. So the pocket is a bosses to the money. What about the bag? So I want to put it in the bag. I forgot about the pocket. I want to put it in the bag. So I won't use the pocket. So the bag is attached to the kiss, which is a bosses. Is that the right way to look at it? It's all the way around. The primary function is the bagot, and the kiss is secondary to the bagot. So the kiss is muksa, but why should the bagot be muksa? So over here, even if he was put it there intentionally, after the kiss, and that's the bus is the most. You're right, the pocket will become muksa. We call Malkum muta tal to the bagot, after the kiss, but you're allowed to move the bagot, even though there's money there. The money is not on the ikra beged. So there's two types of pockets. Let's say you have a pocket that you have like a standard male pair of pants. It's a separate pocket, which is sewn inside the garments. Sometimes you just put a patch on the outside of your garment and you sew it around the three sides and you have a pocket. So if a person would designate that type of pocket to hold his money, and he puts money in there, he's designated the garment itself is there to support the money. Then he made the garment a bosses. The case over here was that it was a separate sack sewn inside the pants or sewn inside the garment, and it's attached to the garment. So the kiss is a bosses, but the bag is not a bosses. So he's saying it's not an ikra bag. But the kiss, itself is muksa. So you can't put your hand in there. A kiss nas and bosses lamos. A feel lachash husra mos mitaychom. Since the money was there, benish moshes. Even though the money came out afterwards, if something happened, the money came out. But the pocket is a bosses. The kapponim benish moshes. These concern the kiss lamos. Now. So I'm allowed to walk around wearing this garment inside. I'm allowed to carry this garment inside. But I can't put it on because I might walk outside with the money in it. But I'm carrying muksa, so I need the garment somewhere. I need to do something with the garment. Because the garment's not muksa. Yeah, that's very nice. So it's still to me inside of the money, which is also. We come walk. I mean, Ershel Benir, Yerlinar Mitkilo. So you need to shake it off. Now, why do you need to shake it off? Because there's a requirement of near. So what's the sad? Like what? Why is it the Mishabura skit? So the Mishabura, the Eish Shabram, the Afsha Mos, Enim Alikra Begin, Kem in Tzorach, Lenar, Kadim Shih Tal Tala Begin, Bein Hiniach, Bein Shach, Kem Shih Tal Tala Kemeh. Zak, the Mishabura, stop. In the case of the Tiltam and Atzad is, the item is on the table, I'm moving the table. So the muk's on the table, I'm moving the table. Let's say, well, you're moving the table, but the muk's on it, you're moving the muk's. So, but I'm also moving the table. See, if my primary purpose is heter, it's mutter. I need the place, so I need to get everything out of here. So my primary purpose is not the table or the money, it's the floor. But let's say my primary purpose, but tiltum and atzad for the muk's is also. But over here, it's tiltum and atzad. I'm going to metaltel the beggar, which is going to metaltel the kiss, which is going to metaltel the money. Because I had no intention that the beggar has any shakas to the money. The beggar, they said that wrong. Well, that the money has no shakas to the beggar. Right? The money's connection over here is to the kiss, and the kiss is connected to the beggar.
And isn't this the sechet of remutter? I want to have my pants with me.
Right, so really it's remutter. But if I can do near, even in case it starts over remutter, I'm okay to do near. So I should shake the money out. So some say yes, and some say no. So some will say you don't have to do anything because this is tiltum and atzad. But the some will say yes. It says if you haven't, if you can get rid of the muksa, you can get rid of the muksa. So shake it off first before you put the pants in. So that's whether it's hiniach or shachach, that would be the requirement. It's just more complicated because in a case where it's shachach, the pocket is a muksa, so you can take you can pull the pocket, make the pocket upside go inside out, and drop the money. In a case you put the money there intentionally, the bag is not a bosses. The pocket is a bosses, but shaking it out is not so easy because you can't hold the kiss. So that's more complicated.
Practically, the case is a proper shachach, though. People don't intentionally put money in their pocket on Shabbos.
Usually, the case would be a case of shachach, right?
People don't usually put money into their pockets. What?
With the intent of leaving it there over Shabbos.
Right. I'm not convinced all this room here. Okay. Then the. Since the bosses the beggar is on the bosses the most because the money is on an ikar beggar, not on ikar beggar. Come the kiss enam tofer la arka be beggar al piv levad tofer behu kula the toli. So that's what we were saying before. The kiss is hanging down and there's an opening attached to the beggar, but whereas opposed to it being a patch on the beggar, so that's a different ballgame. Dimhoi kiss kula tofer be beggar. I mean the call a beggar nas a bosses. Now you want it to be on the beggar. So the beggar is a bosses. Now, the kids are here. So now what? If it's a case that he did intentionally, fine. If it's a case of shachach, so who cares? It's not a bosses anyway. Now, the hakamar b'shach. Become welcome al kaponim ha'yitzarach l'nar mitchila muksa. Kedakei el b'simen shin tes sif dalet. Mashenka b'shakis toli ain't tzarach afilo near mitchila. This is this argument. Since it's tilted in a time and a time, maybe there's all the near even. He said, but if it be on the bag, even though it's a case of shochet, for sure there's a din of near. Because that's called tilted. You're being tal by wearing the bag and moving, you're directly being tal to the muksa. Okay, let's hold it here.
In the sewn in pocket.